I got so many more.
Okay, 6 o'clock, we'll call the meeting to order. And it's a roll call.
Brian Thomas here.
Brian Bashaw.
Zach Stock here.
Aaron Decker.
Mark Nordigan.
Terry Rose coming in. And Aaron Carroll is excused. Also present is Alex Shires, and Price.
Hello, everyone.
Are you going to mark Terry Rose tardy?
He's in the 1 minute. He's in the 1 minute grace period. He should be good.
Okay.
6:01.
6:01. Okay.
I guess the only comments I have for now is just a reminder. Next week we're going to have the CIP meeting. It's going to be over at Brookside. 5:30. They're going to have some snacks or whatever, dinner. And 6 o'clock, the meeting starts. I was there. Any, Joe, any communications?
No.
Approval of minutes by someone?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Vice Chair Decker, second by Supervisor Thomas. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Oppose? And I believe the government has say aye, right? Yeah. Did I hear you right?
Yes.
Okay. No pressure.
Okay. Number six, resolution recognizing September 15, October 15, 2023.
Do you want to have supervisor comments first before we get into that? Anybody have?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I know you said you didn't have any, but I didn't know if anyone.
No, I'm sorry. They put it both on the same line and I missed. Okay, sorry about that. Any supervisor comments?
Yep, so Racial Equity Ethnicity Commission will be, at this next meeting will be presenting on healthcare report and the law enforcement report that will be much more than just a single line of data. We've invited corporate counsel Donna Rhodes, who's gang intervention, writes a youth and justice report, Sheriff Zorner, Captain Klinkhammer, and Yovan Gardner, who's the data analytics person, to present. Claire is going to be there talking about the hiring practices and regarding law enforcement. I think I'm forgetting one more person. I'll be talking about the truancy numbers and some other numbers that are nationwide in comparison to our numbers here. Am I forgetting anybody, Michelle? Does that sound like everybody? So we're going to have that meeting. We're having two meetings in September. We're going to have a meeting on the 14th. It's going to be specific for law enforcement. And then the following week, we'll be reviewing the report, which is already being drafted because we have a lot of this data already. And they're basically going to come in and answer any questions because the data came from them. And then we'll have it ready for that next meeting, which will work out whatever language needs to be worked out. And then we'll present both of those reports at the meeting here in September. So that's it. So we'll be halfway through. What will be left based upon that would be education and housing. They started working on housing a little bit when they had their second listening session. Education, we're really limited to our influence on that, but we do get a grant from Kenosha Unified School District for truancy. We have one tax levy truancy person, Donna Rhodes, and with the gang intervention and the youth and justice report, she monitors, and that report is based upon how many kids in the school system either get referred to juvenile court or waived to adult court. We do have some interaction there. Obviously, we don't oversee the court, but someone, we're involved in that conduit between the two. So that's not going to be very extensive in that regard because of the limited. The housing is sort of the same way, but we have within like Veterans Affairs, they have housing programs with rental assistance or down payments. There's another program that if you're like in Section 8, you can actually get assistance for down payments for housing. We're working with the only black-owned bank in the state of Wisconsin where they get grant money up to $10,000 for people who have bad credit but have displayed good payment history. Sometimes they will get a house where, based on interest rates now, that we might get a loan for 7%. It might be for them 13%. So they help offset that because the bigger banks all have to kick into this pot for bad credit, low income, whatever it might be.
High risk loans.
So they help manipulate that. So they'll be in that housing report. There'll be a whole combination of how the county gets involved and how there might be some other ways that we can tie in what the county already does and piggyback some other services to go out to like the real estate agents and those type of things. So,
okay. Do I get it correct? You guys are not going to have a full report then ready for next month?
When we'll have two.
Well, I mean, what I'm talking about are not individual cases or, you know, topics, because I think the report that we should get, it should be on the full thing that you guys are doing.
In the full what?
Well, whatever the report is, you know, that yeah. You guys are ready
well,
to
no,
give
we'll
us
have,
a
we'll
full,
have the full
report.
Report.
And then when it's, like you say, it's just going to be half, and then the other half is going to be later on.
Oh, no, on the four topics. So, like, they presented in February or March, I don't remember what month now, they gave a law enforcement report that only had to do with...
Okay, yeah, whatever it is, I mean, we can go in details.
And this executive, and we didn't accept it. Because
okay.
It wasn't in depth, so we've gone back
okay.
And redid everything, so we're resubmitting that report.
So basically it's going to be a full report. It's not that we're going to have one in September, then October, November.
Oh, no, yeah. So you'll get the health, and basically the health report is us deferring to the Thrive
okay,
program.
So the full report is going to be
yeah, September. So you'll get the full health report, what our recommendation is, and then you'll get... Well, it's not, I guess that was, and then the law enforcement report, you're going to get a very detailed
okay.
In all these different areas, much more
okay.
Descriptive than what was given before. And then in some areas will be comparison to national
okay.
Figures. So those two will be done at the end of September. And then there'll be the other two. Ideally, we'll do one in October and then
okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so,
yep, so we'll
so
be done.
You, but you guys are not going to have the full report then in September.
Oh, no, we will.
If you're going to do what? Well,
on
you
the
just
two
said,
topics.
Yeah, on the two topics, but not on all the topics, because you say you're going to have another one in October or November. So then basically we would have to have another committee meeting, you know, bring it to the executive committee again in November or December. I mean... This is getting to be, I don't know what the right word is, but you guys should come up with a full report, and when you're ready, that's when we'll put it in the committee. But I'm not going to keep on putting every month on the committee reports, you know.
I guess I don't understand. We're not, so part of them, we were supposed to look at different things and then report back to the executive committee when...
But it's done not like every 6 months. Well, I mean...
When one topic was done, not when they were all done.
The
it was supposed to be when one
be
issue was addressed and they came up with a recommendation or their findings, they were supposed to give it
okay.
To the executive
well,
committee.
We can talk later on that, but so now I don't
could well, I need to give the...
Two this time and two when the other two are done.
I believe we
because I think it's going to be a fairly comprehensive report.
Well, that is fine. Then we'll take whatever it takes at that time.
Well, I just...
Okay.
Well, okay. I mean... I don't think that's the proper way to do it. I think once that commission gets a report done, we need to turn it in and report it. If we wait for all of it to go by and nothing ever gets turned in until like way down the road, I'm just saying there's going to be people wondering why we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. And it's been it will be 2 years in September and they haven't submitted a report yet.
Well, again, it's the committee's fault. It's not
no,
our
I'm
fault.
Well, I'm just saying, I just don't, I don't want certain things on here to drag out
yeah.
Longer than what they already have. You're
okay.
Not at these commission meetings with 100 people in there. And,
well, we're okay.
You know, it's
okay.
Just
well,
just makes it interesting.
Okay.
So,
I personally would prefer to take it up in pieces. If you have four very lengthy things, I'd rather have that in pieces versus one very long presentation.
Yeah.
Since we already have in the past done it in sections with the lease section.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I agree.
Any other supervisors?
A couple brief updates if I could. Judiciary and Law met yesterday. We had a proposed budget we made modifications and...
Joint services.
Our joint services.
Who did I say? Did I miss a meeting? Judiciary and law.
That's still a couple weeks away. I'm thinking about it, though. It's pretty good. Joint services yesterday. Kind of a legal thing. Anyways, we had a proposed budget. We went through, we modified, and ended up approving the budget. Since I won't be at the CIP meeting, there is one item from that budget that will be moved over to the CIP for the county to take, and it's for three switches associated with IT, computer technology. So that's an add into the CIP, but other than that, it's pretty straightforward. Second is Parasolar. The project is still essentially on hold. They still have not received their first panels. Once they do start receiving panels, the project will move quickly. Roughly 5,000 panels a month will be installed, and they'll progress through the project fairly rapidly. It's roughly 500,000 panels that will be installed. I know I said a million panels just as a thumbnail because I didn't know how many at one point along the way, but 500,000 panels roughly they'll be installing. Biggest change in the project is We Energies now owns or has control of the project, so Parasolar now belongs to We Energies. We Energies will be building the battery vault that was removed from the project for a number of reasons, but they will be building the battery storage, which brings other questions. How do we fight and contain those batteries? As we see Teslas, they burn until they're done burning. Same thing with these batteries, they burn until they're done burning. Water doesn't put them out, foam doesn't put them out. They need to be submersed. So Paris Fire is working with We Energies to press for them to give us some latitude on how we can create some suppression for that. And they have a couple strategies in place. So that's two, I said three, broadband commission. West and north of 50, west of the I, we should be excited that they're pulling lines now for fiber optic. However, as one of my department leads, Sue Crane, said, they have received more complaints about this ongoing project than they have in the history of her living in Brighton. Because the group that is pulling the lines, yes, they're working in the right-of-ways, but they're destroying property on the edges of the right-of-ways. They are non-communicative, unless you speak Spanish, and they have no reference who they are, what they're doing, no information to the residents. They're just building. So they're pulling lines quickly and little regard for the residents that live there. So on the one hand, we're excited to see that fiber may be coming, but it's a heavy-handed approach the way they're doing it. So thank you.
Any other supervisor?
I probably won't be at the CIP meeting. I'm trying to work that out. But in Public Works, we've gone through what roads have cost us. We've got about 10.31 miles of resurfacing we've done so far. We're looking at Highway H between S and E, I think it is. There's another section. We're looking to see if we can complete it. But we've done our financial analysis on it. We've budgeted 200,000 a mile. We're around 225 to 230. So that's going to have to be taken into consideration of the budget.
And that's just to resurface?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, well, how we prep to resurface.
Well, no, you got to prep and resurface, right, I understand. Right. They, just out of curiosity, is there a shoulder on these as well, like 12 inches on each side? Or
they basically are just going back to the way that they were before.
Is that right?
They weren't.
They're not widening.
No. So that's a concern.
Materials?
Yeah, sure, it's all material. Yeah, I'm sure there's labor cost. Labor's gone up,
right,
too. So, and then today I attended the opening, if you will, of, it's not even an opening yet, but the Mid-States bike trail. That's going to be coming through, the connecting Kenosha County with both Walworth eventually, but it'll be with McHenry County and Lake County. Everything is on private property, with the exception of some we'll build when we build out Highway W to connect onto the Thielen property. It's about 8 miles. That is all going to be on Thielen property. We aren't buying any property for it. So that's going to then connect into hopefully the ice trail, head on west and north onto the JI and head up in and and around. So it's a pretty comprehensive trail. I think there's over 45 miles in McHenry County, plus whatever's in Lake County and all that. So we have McHenry County was there, the McHenry County executive, of course, Samantha, our executive, as well as Spring Grove, as well as some other local dignitaries from Illinois. And it all went well, and you know, hopefully that's going to be something that's going to come out. It's not next year or the following year. It's going to be a few years out before kind of all gets put together. But the emphasis of that's going to be Highway W, that rebuild of Highway W, which, by the way, apparently there's a thing called a tri-colored bat, which is a on the endangers or whatever type of look, you got to watch out for their habitat. So
like a rustic bumblebee?
Yeah. So that supposedly has a habitat close to where, well, right there where W is and all that. But they're doing an evaluation, and they'll have that report by end of next week. That report won't be there before our committee meeting, so I'll report on it at a future town board or county board
meeting. What's the potential hazard?
So we'll get rid of their. Well, we have. It's not resurfacing. We have to move some of the road because of the danger. So we're straightening that road out. So they're looking in that area where the road's going to kind of straighten out and making sure there's no habitat in there. So
no man-made.
I've got plenty of habitat. I've got bats flying around my backyard all the time. They can move in there. I'm okay with that. So yeah. So, but again,
question for you. So what was the approval process on this Thielen bike trail? What have we done on the county side to review
this? It's all coming. It's within the bike plan and all that. Yeah, that's going to be on the agenda on Monday.
Okay, so as at this point, it's a suggestion. We haven't voted on it.
Thielen can do whatever the hell he wants on his property.
Oh, no, I understand.
It's just the connection, that short connection between where it ends in McHenry County to where it would on our roads, if we will, in order to.
I'm just trying to understand.
It's part of the Highway W reconstruction.
Right.
That it's part of that.
Is he
to make that connection?
Does he want to deed that property to the county?
No, it'll be all permanent easement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all coming up.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect.
I'm just saying that was the kickoff of the plan, and I think it's a good plan.
So, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. And it isn't just bikes; it's multi-use.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not going to be mountain bikes and all that.
No, I just didn't know if it would be a bike path like the rails to trails kind of thing.
Right, yeah, it's similar. Just like any of these other multi-use, but I believe it's going to be only in limestone. It's not going to be paved because he doesn't want ask for 10 feet of asphalt going across 8 miles of his property.
Yeah.
So it's going to be that.
Yeah, I mean, the original bike path here to rails to trails was crushed gravel, crushed limestone.
Right.
And once you go into Illinois, it goes back to that. On the Anderson one.
Yeah.
We've reviewed aspects of it over the last several committee meetings, I believe. Right. We've seen different parts of it.
Right. So this was the kickoff that it's going to proceed forward. You know, we don't have a time frame. We don't even have a budget for it right now or anything. Right. But, you know, that's the idea to get to that point.
Nils?
Done.
Any other supervisors?
Just real quick, for Human Services, I sat down with John Jansen and Carrie Foss last week, I believe, just to discuss some upcoming agenda items for our committee. One of the things we talked about, there was some interest from other supervisors about bringing in some of the contractors that we work with in behavioral services department. And after our discussion, we decided it would be best not to start out that way just because we don't want to highlight one department or one subcontractor over another. Instead, what we're going to start with is Carrie Foss is going to be putting together a binder, if you will, of all of the current contractors that we use that the county contracts out with. And this is going to be like an informational packet of what we use each contractor for in each situation. So for these services, we go to PSG. For these services, we go to one of the other kids or one of the other contractors, and putting together kind of an informational binder that details when and where we use our contractors, and use that as a starting point to dig deeper into, you know, if supervisors want to review different contracts that the
that the Human Services Department works with. So that'll be coming in the, we discussed that'll be coming beginning of next year. I guess Ron Rogers already does it in his division, and it was very informative. So she's going to be marrying that over in behavioral health. So that was just something new that we're talking about doing in the upcoming year. So, but that's all I have. That's all I have that's new for Human Services.
Any other supervisors?
One more thing. And then they do want to include Human Services Committee, connect with, to inform the committee about the new Human Services building that's coming. Because I know Public Works gets most of the presentations about it, but they do want to bring Human Services along once we start making some ground on the new Human Services building to
educate. Yeah, they've been demoing it.
So yeah, so. There's not much there now, but when we get to that point.
We should be getting the quotes for the interior here, so the quotes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other supervisors? Seeing none, supervisor comments are closed. Now we go to approval of minutes.
We approved those.
We already did.
We did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Then we go to the resolution. Resolution recognizing September 15th, October 15th, 2023 is Hispanic Heritage Month. Aaron, you want to talk about it?
Zach.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Before you all this evening is pretty much the same resolution we've seen in the past. Kenosha County for the last several years, most of my time on the board, which has now been 6 years, in some fashion, either the county board has taken action to recognize Hispanic Heritage Month, the county executive may have done so, or in some years both have done so. So that's what this is in front of you, recognizing Hispanic Heritage Month. It's not your typical recognition month where it's the month of October or the month of September. The dates have a lot of significance with when many Latin American countries celebrate their independence from various European countries, many of which fall in between the 15th of September and the 15th of October. And I know you're all curious, Zach, when does Cuba's independence happen? That's October 10th. Don't ask me about the rest, but October 10th is for Cuba. Also, additionally, outside of this, I know the county executive is recognizing Hispanic Heritage Month this year as well with a proclamation, and she will be presenting that at Hispanic Heritage Festival in September. If you're interested in attending with us, please let me know, and we'd love to have you there. I know myself will be there. I believe the sheriff, the county exec, and I think maybe the chair of the Racial Equity Commission may be there as well. But if you're interested in coming, it's a great event. It's really cool. Food, vendors, music, dance.
When was that, Zach?
It's in September. I believe it's the
16th.
The 16th, I believe. I'll tell you the time.
Okay.
That is at 2 o'clock, so from 2 to 2:30. The county executive, the sheriff, and myself all have to fly in and fly out because of other events that day. But if you're interested, let me know. We'd love to let the organizers know. We'd love for you to join us. The reception last year was great. It's something the community in Kenosha County, Hispanic community in Kenosha County, you know, they're seeing their elected representatives recognize them and all the work that they do in the community. So that's what this is for. Love your support tonight.
Move the resolution.
Move the resolution.
Moved by Mark, second by Terry.
Yes.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
You didn't govern first.
Aye.
Didn't forget tonight. Okay. Supervisors?
Yeah, you skipped.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. This is number 7. Resolution recognizing October 2023 as National Domestic Violence Awareness and Prevention Month.
Supervisor Rutter.
Okay. Thank you again, Mr. Chair. Before you tonight is a resolution to recognize October 2023 as National Domestic Violence Awareness and Prevention Month. As some of you know around the table who may have a close relationship with me, we've been friends for some years. I grew up with a single mom, so that's who was a victim of domestic violence, so that's why this is something that is near and dear to myself especially. But more so than this is recognizing and promoting awareness not only of our victims but of everybody that works in county government or in community organizations within Kenosha County and everything they do to help not only women and children but men as well who are victims of domestic violence. The awareness is really important here. Domestic violence isn't just, you know, violence on its face. There's a lot of emotional, mental health problems there, as well as the outreaching effects of domestic violence in the home. the effects it has on children, the effects it has really generationally, and what children see when they're raised, and how they're taught to treat their partners. And so this brings awareness to that, and it highlights, and Supervisor Decker and I worked on this, the wording quite particularly, because we want to really highlight the folks who work on this and do so without recognition, and do so, it's not the best high-paying jobs, and maybe they're volunteering completely, but it really is crucial work, especially with our women and children in our community, making sure that they're somewhere safe, making sure our children are not brought up in homes that are violent, or they're brought up in loving homes, and they can go to school and think that they have a pretty normal life like all of their friends and classmates. And so that's what this is about. This will be the first time, to my knowledge, that Kenosha County has recognized this particular issue, and so I would ask for your support tonight as well.
Is that a motion?
No. So moved.
Moved by Terry, second by Mark. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? They said aye. Okay. I saw them. I was watching. Opposed? Passes. Okay. Discussion of upcoming CFP budget meeting. I put this in here pretty much as, like we said before, next week we're going to have the CFP meeting. Is basically to kind of lay down the groundwork on how it's going to be done. Pretty much they're going to present us, they're going to talk about what's planned to go into the CIP, you know, for the next one, so everybody's going to be aware at least what to expect, possibly, at that time, so we'll have a little more time to think about it. Meanwhile, if somebody's got any questions, I would suggest to let it down and send it to Finance or anyone. I know a couple supervisors, they send a few questions, let's call it questions, you know, or ideas, whatever you want to call it, which it would be good. They'll give them a little bit of time to respond to that. But the main thing is just to give us an idea of what to expect next month, no, 2 months, in October. So that's pretty much what it is. Any questions on that, or any suggestions?
I know in Public Works, I think we're going to have our budget meeting on, I think, the 16th, or the 23rd, one or two. So
September.
We're prepping for getting to that point, but this meeting, I'm hoping I can make this meeting. I have to rearrange some things. I don't know that I can.
Well, whoever can be there, definitely yeah. Will be great.
As a reminder, I won't be.
You're not going to be there. Okay. So, but if you have anything, please let Finance will be the best one to go to. If you have any ideas or something that you want to discuss in particular, so they can care for that. Items for future discussion. Well, one thing that we talked about is, so it's going to be a report from the racial equity. So that's.
I hate to interrupt. I just wanted everybody to know that the severe weather alert went off. I think it's in Clara's office or one of the other HR business partners. I'm assuming it's the severe storm that's here. I haven't heard any of the outside sirens going on. I just wanted everybody to be aware. So, and I'm heading out.
Thank you.
Be careful.
I believe we're under a thunderstorm warning.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Until 7:15.
Till 7:15?
Till 7:15.
There's two waves coming through.
Guess we're hunkered down, Terry.
Order a pizza.
Okay, so basically, if you guys have anything else you want to put out.
I would just like a...
Got to send out
the resolution. To sign the resolution.
I'd like an update on the Dave Gearston project on the, with that. Consulting report.
It will be coming.
It's in process.
As far as developing the report, okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think there is a meeting set already.
We've got a meeting coming up next month.
Next.
Review it.
So like October or something, we'll see.
Potentially.
No.
Yeah. I think
maybe even the end of September.
Possibly
the end of September too.
Where are we at with the ethics ordinance?
Attorney Hall has taken the comments from last month's meeting, as well as some of the comments that he gave me at the meeting, and he's working on another draft.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
So would that come back here then, or would it go?
We haven't quite decided if it's going to come back here or if we'll take it straight to legislative. But I'm not going to answer.
Fair enough.
I want to confirm that the September meeting will be the 28th, right? Before Thursday.
Yes.
Probably already have it in my calendar. Right?
That's the date of my thing.
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
Moved, second. Any discussion on that? I mean, the thunderstorm is going
to
be 7:15, right?
Thanks for your ask, these guys hurt.
Okay. Go hang out in your office.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Everybody else?
Aye. Terry, you're not a youth.
Anybody opposed? Anybody opposed?
Oh, I was just
pushing 7:15, you know?
Use
okay,
line.
We're adjourned.